Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Tarek Skubal, considered by many to be the best pitcher in the American League. Gavin Williams, considered by many to be on his way to becoming one of the best pitchers in the American League, if he's not already there, and they're going at it tonight. And this is just going to be way too much fun. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. I asked everybody before we went to break, are you giddy about what's going on? Are you not happy? I've heard some people who aren't happy because, okay, you're doing all this and you didn't bother to bring in any bats. Your offense still stinks, numerically anyway. Hasn't late in the season. It's been much better late in the season, but still not very good. I just wonder where people are in their thinking on this, Andy.
If you ask me how I feel about this, I'm just kind of living where I am, right? I'm looking at my shoes. I'm saying I'm here right now.
Andy lives where his feet are. Good idea.
I am. I'm going to look where my feet are, and I'm going to watch where they are. Are there things that kind of aggravate you about the organization that you wish they could be something a little bit different? Yes. Is that true of every organization? Yes,
probably
it
so.
Is. So all I know is that they're in a position right now to have an opportunity to do something. Do you think they're better than the Red Sox or the Yankees or the Dodgers? I'm not going there, but I don't care. I care about beating Detroit tonight, and then let's see what happens after that. But I'm not going to sit here and wallow and say, well, they're going to get to the playoffs, and they're not going to be able to do anything. Well, just get there. And I don't know. Is that a generational thing for us, Jeff? Because we had so many years of futility when we were kids that they didn't have a chance of sniffing the postseason
possibly.
When we were young.
Possibly.
And then maybe young people, I don't understand. They get this close, and then they can't win. And how can I be a fan of that?
The one thing I think we need to remember is something that Jeff just said in his update. And though they're trying to catch the Tigers and win the division, I won't say they're sitting pretty, Andy, but better chance, I believe, of getting a wild card spot. Because you're in a
Houston in a little, looks like they have a pretty soft schedule down the stretch here. I mean, they're playing two teams that are eliminated.
But it's baseball. We know how anything can happen. Your starting pitcher has a good game, you win. I mean, it can be that simple. So if they can win two out of three from the Tigers, I think they're going to be in great shape for a wild card spot.
So remember, I don't know if you remember, like 10 days ago, they had a 9% chance of making the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
on ESPN. Now they have a 58.9% chance of making the playoffs.
When they were 15 and a half back, or it was 12 and a half in August, they had a 0% chance, according to FanGraphs. Rodney's in Louisville, or is it Louisville? Are you in Ohio or Kentucky, Rodney?
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, it's Ryan.
Ryan. Oh, man.
Sorry.
What's up? High five to both you guys, man. You got me amped. Just psychologically ready to take on this September playoff atmosphere. I won't be the game tonight, but tomorrow it will be. Bobby will be on the mound, obviously, man. I'm looking forward to it. It is playoff atmosphere across the board in MLB. This is what we wait for. It's like March Madness or preparation for semifinals and the playoffs for football. Whatever it is, man, this finally gets people who are asleep on the Guardians to actually wake up and say, what do we got here? They fought back, clawed, and did the remarkable. And like you alluded to, Jeff and Andy, just 9.5 games back from whatever it was, 12 days ago or something, miraculous things have happened. Again, we are not in the playoffs by any stretch of the imagination yet. We have a lot of business to do. at the same time, my God, we found ourselves in this position and we have an opportunity to make the best of it. Again, it's playoff atmosphere across the board. You alluded to Toronto and Red Sox. I mean, there's just awesomeness. It's going to be scoreboard watching. I mean, I want to see what Houston's going to do. I want to see, you know, a lot of these teams. So it's the fun atmosphere for an avid baseball fan, and we are in the middle of all of it, and it's a good vibes. But anyway, guys, looking forward to the game tomorrow and tonight, obviously, in all three games. But again, it's going to be great. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Ryan, have some fun, buddy. That's the truth. It was 9.5 games back on September 11th. They were 9.5 games back. Terry's in Euclid. Hey, Terry.
What's up, Terry?
Hey, what's up? What's happening, guys?
Hey. How are you?
Hey, look, I'm not giddy, and I'm not mad. You know, I want them to obviously succeed. I've been an Indians fan all my life.
Nice.
Or Guardians fan, whatever.
But, both. Good.
But
both.
At the same time, I want them to try in the offseason to build a winner. And you know, I don't want to keep getting to, I don't want to be in fourth place every year.
We're not.
You know, last year we were in fourth place. Remember? We went to the ALCS. So I'm just saying, I want them to try.
You're
to
saying
try
overall, to okay, okay, I see what you're saying. I thought you were talking about Central. Yeah. Okay, good, sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I want them to build a team. I want them to get somebody that they can actually count on. They're always expecting to catch lightning in a bottle. And that bothers me, especially when they're getting there, and then they say, well, we got there, so we're not going to spend any money. I mean, come on. You got to spend some money sometimes, and you get in the crowd, so you can't say you're not getting the crowd. Because people have been coming the last couple of years. So why not go out and buy somebody or get somebody that can actually play and stop getting rid of the good players that can play?
Terry, I understand. I understand some of your reasoning there. I do. You know, I some of the moves, you know, make you wonder a little bit. And the lack of going out and getting a bat. How many years have we been rolling out the same type of thing in right field?
Yeah,
it's like, hey, keep your fingers crossed. Maybe we have a right fielder.
Mm-hmm.
That's gotten a little old, hasn't it?
Yeah, it looks to me like they're trying to look down the road with this year's draft to try to bring a little bit of power back.
There's been a little change in organizational philosophy.
Yes,
I was told by someone in the organization.
Well, I mean,
little change, and along with opportunity, those guys were on the board. You know, when they were drafting.
We were middle infield university there for a long time.
I don't think it's a coincidence that they drafted college hitters with pop in this last draft, and plenty of them. So we'll see how it goes. Bill's in part. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, if you're listening to his logic there, though, are you a Yankee? I mean, if you're a Yankees fan, are you mad that they spent $293 million compared to Toronto's $239 million, and Toronto has a two-game lead on them? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
money's not the answer to winning in baseball. It does help. It does help. Bill's in Parma. Bill.
Hey, Bill. Hey, great discussion, you guys. You know, I think I want them to win. I want them to get into the playoff. I'm not sure what exactly if you win at all is, because I don't consider the winner of it all the world champion. I mean, I think right now we are in the group of the average teams with a chance to get into a whatever playoff it is. And it's really kind of the dumbing down of Manfred of baseball to get people whose teams have no chance to get in and develop some form of fan base. And so with that, I mean,
with the extra playoff teams, Bill?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. I agree with you, Bill. I don't care for it either.
And so, you know, on Saturday I called in and we were talking about, we had a real bright kid that you guys have hired that knows baseball pretty good. And he said, hey, well, what, you know, hey, Bill, what are you talking about? We've had the third best record in baseball in the last third of the year. And after I hung up, I thought, wow, I mean, that is how bad the Indians or the Guardians fans have become. They only look at a third of the year, and if they have a good third of the year, they're happy.
How long have you lived here, Bill? I'm just curious.
25.
Nice. So you've been here for, I mean, the Guardians really haven't been bad since you've been here. I mean, they're not, you know what I'm saying?
You should have moved here a hell of a long time ago,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, like if you would have been here in the 70s, I kind of wonder what you'd be thinking right now.
Well, you're right. I mean, you're right. But I think that just what we're talking about here is that I think, you know, great. They have great pitching. And, that, and Jeff, you're right. I saw where they're going to get more punch in the minor leagues. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The players, but it's about time. And the development of those players. And you see where Straw went to Toronto, and he's batting about 265, 270.
Yeah, he's tolerable, isn't he? Yeah.
And Freeman is in Colorado, and he's batting, you know, about 290. And you wonder if this isn't even deeper than what we're thinking it is.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it, Bill?
Well, and then and God bless him. I read that Nolan Jones, great guy, but you know, to have somebody like him the whole year batting 215. When you could bring somebody up that had, you know, some ability, some pop. Lastly, the thing I want to say is this: Ramirez, God bless him. He has had no cover for almost the whole time he's been here, except for Naylor for a while. I mean, what's going to happen?
Wait, he had Lindor.
Right?
Are you talking about being in the lineup? He had Lindor for a while.
Well, Lindor was usually a lead. Well, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right, Andy.
Okay.
But I really feel sorry for the guy because he has very little cover and he's still hitting 30 home runs. Can you imagine what he would do in a Yankees uniform? I would hate to think of it.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that. Bill, enjoy the series.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you for the phone call. The matchup tonight is, if it comes off, and boy, we sure hope it does. And we're going to check in on weather, so you'll get some information coming up. Gavin Williams has had two starts this year, according to Baseball Reference, against the Tigers.
Yeah.
He's 1-0. He hasn't given up a run. And the Tigers' batting average against him, 108.
Yeah, his lifetime, he's 2-2 with a 1.67 ERA. Six appearances.
This
and
year,
Scooble's a 3-2 against the Guardians with a 2.40 ERA.
Yeah, well, let's...
Why don't we just straddle Matt this, call it a win, and call it a day? How's that sound?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Scooble this year against our team? 1-0, a 0.41 ERA, batting average against 156. So if you score tonight against one of the starting pitchers, you just might win the baseball game.
Mm.
It's going to be that tight.
Dan would have been a wizard at Straddle Mat, by the way. Don't you think?
Dan would have been good.
Oh, he would have been really good.
I used to play this Sports Illustrated historic baseball game with dice. It was just awesome. It was awesome. Chris is in West Park. Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, good.
So I have this fantasy thought.
Okay.
Somewhere later in the playoffs, for the first time ever, we're going to be giving the opposing pitcher a standing ovation in the bottom of the first inning when Bieber comes up against us when we play Toronto.
Well, wouldn't that be wonderful?
It would. It would.
Okay.
I mean,
and then what?
And then you try and like bunt him to death.
And you boo his rear end out of the ballpark after he gives up a bunt.
And you watch Miles Straw lay down a bunt and beat it out and you get mad.
Exactly. But still, you know, just the thought. I mean, I'm glad to see Bieber successful. If we weren't in the position we were in, I'd be like, God, I wish we still had him. But I'm happy for him. I really am. And I hope we do face Toronto in the American League Championship Series. And like I said, when have you ever seen us give a standing ovation to the opposing pitcher in the bottom of the first?
Chris, I like the idea. I hope it comes to fruition.
I'm going to be honest. If we're sitting around having fantasies, it's probably not one of my top three. Going to be honest
not,
with you.
It isn't?
No, I'm going to say not. Why one not? Of my top. I don't know.
I mean, it means you made it into the playoffs.
It's exactly right. That's what we're talking about here.
All right.
And I don't know why you guys are grumpy on Miles Straw. Ernie Clement is the one that gets me all hot and bothered.
Yeah,
Ernie Clement is the one that it's like, all right, what in God's green earth? Because that guy couldn't hit to save his soul, and then all of a sudden,
Who's grumpy on Miles Straw?
You guys have brought up Miles Straw twice with the Blue Jays.
I haven't said anything. No, I was not liking you. Yeah, okay.
Jeff and one of our callers brought him up.
I'm not grumpy about Miles Straw.
He gets that Canadian error, and I'm an all of a sudden the guy can hit. I'm
actually glad he's playing in Toronto. Although, I actually like Angel Martinez better in center field than I like Miles Straw. Defensively. Combine the bat with a little bit of pop.
But Ernie Clement's the one that's got me grumpy.
Yeah.
I wish Miles could have hit better here because defensively, I absolutely loved him.
Ernie should be good at baseball.
We can always go out and look for Owen Miller. He's around somewhere. No?
All right.
Will it rain tonight? Will this game be played? What are we going to be dealing with along with a great Tigers pitcher? We're going to have that and a little bit more coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.